Now look, 1 Peter 1:25. My, I just know if we knew God, if you knew who he was, 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 if you'd get it, it's not the glory of his riches. It's the riches of his glory, the riches of his presence. And in his presence is everything you need. In his presence is the finances you need, the health that you need, the peace of mind. See, there's riches in that glory. There's riches in his presence. Now it says, verse 25, chapter 1, the word of the Lord endures forever. The word of the Lord endures forever. The New Century says the word of the Lord lives forever. I like that. Lives forever. It lives forever. You know Hebrews 4, where it says the word of God is quick or living. How much life is in it? Forever. Enough for forever. You know you can plant a plant. It may not live forever. This is how we do landscaping. We plant one plant, and if it grows and it seems to be happy, we go get 10 more of those. And if it doesn't grow and it's not happy and it dies, we jerk that one up and go plant something else. It's wisdom not to spend all your money before you know if the soil and the plant are going to be in union. But I know if I abide in him and his word abide in me, I can ask what I will, and it shall be done. I know God and I are in union. If I step into the kingdom of God and I grasp the word of God, I become aware of who he is and what he wants in my life. He said, I have plans for you, I have thoughts towards you, Jeremiah 29:11, thoughts of good, plans for good. They're not bad plans. This is not bad news, this is good news. It would be bad news that you can't get well. It would be bad news that the power of God no longer works miracles today, that ended with the last apostle. That wouldn't be good news. That means somewhere in here, God should have mentioned that the power of God was temporary. So we could have watched that last apostle. At least the people who lived in that time frame could have watched that last apostle. When they saw he's getting ready to die, they could lined up for their last dose of healing power. Because it's going to fade with that apostle. How dumb. Some things we've embraced as truth of dumb. You know what they say in Russia? Stupa, stupa, stupa. Some things we've embraced the truth are just downright stupid. That healing would pass away. And God must be dead. Then the rumor that God was dead that was passed around the 50s and 60s, maybe that was true. Now look at this verse. I'm going to show you 1 Peter again in a minute. We who have run for our very lives to God for have every reason to grab the very promised hope with both hands and never let go. That's the Message Bible, Hebrews 6:18. If you're sick, that's what you do. You run to God for your very life. Not run to man, not run to the doctor, although you can run for man's help. You can have medical help. But it's God in medicine. It's God in man. God is supreme. It's God's help that you want first and foremost. And then sometimes God sends you to men for help in addition to his help. He does that because of the condition of our heart, not because of his lack of ability. He does that for our benefit. Well, it says, we who have run for our very lives. You know, if you even had 24-hour flu, you thought you were running for your very life, didn't you? You remember that? Run for your very life. Run for your very life. Have every reason to grab the promised hope with both hands and never let go. What's the reason? That's what I want you to see today. What is the reason we can grab the promise? What promise? That he's given to us all things pertaining to life and godliness. He's given to us all things. Given to us all things. Given to us all things pertaining to life. All things pertaining to life. Jesus Christ the same. By his stripes we were healed. Why can we grab hold of that promise and not turn loose? Look at Hebrews, it's going to tell us. But 1 Peter tells us, the word of the Lord, what? Has life forever. Does this word have life? Did it have life in the first century? What about the third century? What about today? The word of the Lord still has life. The word of God. One translation says it stands forever. Not wilts, stands. Not weakens, stands. Stands forever. And the Message Bible says it goes on and on. Forever. Forever. It didn't go for a particular time frame and then cease to be. The promises of God are still true to thee. Yes. If you'll embrace them and hold them fast, they'll come to your body, you'll be free. Yes. By His word at last.